All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
In here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I think I was talking while we were going to music, so I'm going to repeat some of this, make sure it's out there, because it's important. These guys don't even read their own stuff. It said right in their discovery that there must be evidence that if there is there's no duty, if you're not required to file a federal return, then the state of Minnesota has nothing. That's in all the states, by the way, by some hook or crook. There's a couple of them who tried to get around it, but they can't, because all the state income taxes require a place in there for your federal taxable income that's been computed from the federal. And the judge tried to get around and say, well, you're not a taxpayer. You're going to fill out a 1040, but you're not going to file it. Right. Okay. And then I'm going to put it on an M1 form, which is the Minnesota. And the people that were up there testifying that are supposed to audit didn't know what an M1 form is. You got to be kidding me. Really? You don't know what the individual income tax form is for? God, I started off and I shook my head a couple times, and the judge said if I did that again, he's going to throw me out. So I had to sit there and just grin and bear it. I don't know what to say. It shocks the conscience. So anyway, their stuff says this, and then they give a tax court case, which is an inquisitorial court. The tax court of the United States has, the courts have ruled that it rules on public rights. Public rights doctrine is where you are in a territory, you're not in the several states, and you're a citizen of the United States. Started in 1856, Hunter's Lessee case. And it's a doctrine. All they got to do is move us to be, they keep putting this stuff. In the Oliver case, the Supreme Court has said, we're allowing all of these several states to operate outside their constitutions and their laws. And we are going to be in control of how far it goes. I kid you not. You can't make this stuff up. It's like in the Land of Oz, you know, the scarecrow's become a genius. I don't know. So anyway, I read their tax court case. See what they cited. Oh, well, this ought to be interesting. And their statute says, Minnesota statute 289A as in alpha, 0.35. Assessment on returns. Assessment on returns. There's got to be a return. The commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation of a federal taxable income. The taxpayer's computation. Well, Rapper didn't make any. There's no evidence that he did. So why are we here? It says, if a return has been filed, comma, the commissioner shall enter the liability reported on the return and may make any audit or investigation that is considered necessary. He can audit an investigation if there is a return, which means the power of inquisition does not come into play until there is a determination you are a taxpayer. They do not use probable cause. In the Land of Oz. It's an inquisitorial world. It's like the Matrix. And people, they mix this stuff together, and it gets quite interesting. But the judge said, oh, well, you don't have to be a taxpayer. we just maybe rapper got around and, you know, yeah, I mean, if a person would just get around, you're going to fill out a 1040, but you're not going to file it, right? And then you're going to get around and take those numbers on a form that doesn't have to be filed. That's true. It's absolutely true. That's, and then I'm going to put them on an M1 Minnesota individual income tax. Now, like, am I stupid? No, I'm a Democrat, like Hillary. Crooked and lying, B-I-T, whatever's. This, you could make this stuff up. But he didn't want taxpayer. Why doesn't he want taxpayer in there? What's so damning about the word taxpayer? It says right here, though, conclusively, the Minnesota statute, the taxpayer's got to do this. And the bankruptcy courts have ruled that unless you, when they do substitute for returns under 6020A, unless the, quote, taxpayer signs, we're not going to write it off. You're stuck with it. You have to admit to something under subordination of perjury, which is a felony, by the way, to force somebody to do something when they know it's a lie. So Rappert put in, well, by the way, if this guy's going to do an audit, does he know the he did a, on his your information here, he said he did a federal taxable income. Do you know that the Minnesota statute has adopted the Internal Revenue Code of taxable income of 26 United States Code 63? No, I didn't know that. Really? Do you know that Minnesota statute has adopted the gross income definition in the IRS of 26 United States Code Section 61? No, I didn't know that. Really? And you just did an audit and you come up with taxable income and you don't even know where in the hell the gross income or the write-off of 62 or the taxable income comes from? Damn. Boy, are you good. Stupid. They are so used to lying in trial by juries, the illusion of a trial by jury, which is a con, because the facts and the law never get together. I now understand how they do it. They put in non-essential facts, which we listened to a whole ton of non-essential facts in Rappert's case. Until somebody establishes he is a citizen of the United States and he is a taxpayer, which, by the way, in Minnesota, it's right in one statute. You go register to vote as a citizen of the United States, you're a taxpayer and can write off your presidential donation to Hillary. It'll be that way everywhere. They'll break it up. Minnesota put it together. So, we know that there's got to be a federal tax return required. So why don't they like taxpayer? What could be so damning about the word taxpayer? Well, let's see here. Let me go look here and let me find that in this definition, because I put in a very lengthy document in on this thing on about taxpayer, but we got the subject too. So let's go down here and I sorted it out and I'm adding to this as I go, because words are very important, because they don't want to use, they can't use the terms. If they use the terms, they're done. Now, we go down to 26 United States Code 7701A14. Why don't they want to use it? I mean, God almighty. I mean, these guys are, they're supposed to be doing what's supposed to be going on, right? I mean, they're abiding by the law, you think? No, because you see, in the world of Inquisition, there is no rule of law. They just make it up as they go. And it's all presumptions. That's why their rule of evidence, 7491. Let's see, the burden of proof is on you. Okay, I called you a liar. No, okay, now the burden of proof is back on me because I said, no, I'm not a liar under affidavit. So now the burden of, how can you have evidence swapped back and forth? That's like two people having an argument. That's not the way a common law or adversarial courts. There's got to be no hearsay evidence under a few things. It's got to be personal testimony, evidence, facts. And it doesn't swap back and forth like a ping pong thing going across a table. So anytime you see burden of proof nonsense, you're in inquisitorial. And that's why they have 7491, Title 26. So why don't they want to talk about what it takes to be a taxpayer? It's really, I mean, we're all on the up and up here, right? Well, Cine Quanon, S-I-N-E space Q-U-A-N-O-N, is like an equal sign. It is an amazing, powerful way to put stuff in a sentence. There are essential elements of every crime that have to be present. Like one of the essential elements of a man or a woman is a working brain, right? You got to have a heart. You got to have blood. These are essential elements. Taxpayer defined. 7701. A14. Why doesn't he want to do this? You'd think they'd be jumping at it. I know you're a taxpayer. Because what does it say? It's a very short, the term, by the way, anything that is a term or is defined is not negotiable by the courts. What it is, what it says, you be done. This is why the IRS will not use them. This is why the courts don't want them entered. Because if the IRS code was done according to the terms with the people that understood the con, they would lose every time. The term taxpayer means any person. Person is defined in 7701A1. Subject 2, I just talked about that. We're going to go through that. Any internal revenue tax. There are 5 of them. So how does one put that into a sentence that has meaning? Here's the way I wrote it up. Anyone making a determination, by the way, like I say, Richard out in New Hampshire, I think it is, it's 6110. They can't make a determination. If they do, they're supposed to disclose it. Of course, they never do because they can't. Determination is you are a taxpayer. How did you determine it? The courts can under 28 U.S.C. 2201 because they can't. That would expose them to the whole con. 26 CFR 601201 is a procedural rig. It means nothing. Procedure, they lie. There's the court said they don't mean anything. They can tell you that they're man on the moon. It's irrelevant. So why do they have them? It's part of the con. So now we have here, it says, is there anybody making a determination that Rappert is a taxpayer? The term is defined in 26 United States Code 7701A14 is evidenced by the following use of terms and definitions. : First element, any person. And that is, I got any person is either an individual or a trust or an estate or a partnership or association or a company or a corporation. : That's the first element. So we've got to be one of those things. That's got to be. Somebody's got to make that determination. Well, if you're an individual, you got to be a citizen or resident of the United States according to your regulations. Oh, really? So where's your evidence of that? We ain't going there, boy. 2 elements. Subject 2. Liable or I'm a subordinate, inferior, obedient to, governed or affected by, provided that, provided or answerable. Which one of those is it? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. : And. These are all and. These are all essential elements. Now you can break it up in predicate and terminal predicate. Another way if you want to go at it, the object of this thing, if you want to go that way from sentence structure. And any internal revenue tax. Well, obviously, you ought to know what type of tax we're talking about, right? Subtitle A, which is income taxes, or that's part 1. Subtitle B, which is part 20, that's estate gifts. Subtitle C, which is employment taxes, that comes out of the Social Security Act as a benefit that there is no way to have a deficiency in a subtitle C because it's excluded in your stuff. 6211 and 6212. It's subtitle A, B, or D. Or D, which is excise taxes, nothing to do with you or me. Or subtitle E, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco, which is a stamp tax. The people doing the 1099s were asked if they knew that. Nope. Are you going to look it up? Nope. This arrogant guy that had a corn cob stuck up his you-know-what that was a senior whatever that did the audit. Oh, I know all the Internal Revenue laws. I've got a degree from college. Wow. Oh, I'm impressed. You've studied the Internal Revenue laws. You've studied the Minnesota Revenue laws. Yeah, oh, you betcha. And you did an audit there with a federal taxable income. Yep. Do you know what statute taxable income is in state or federal? Nope. You know gross income? Nope. Boy, you're really smart. Is Rapport a taxpayer? Yep. Is a 1099 income? Yep. Wait a minute here. You just did what Texas did. You made a determination. There is no definition of income in the Internal Revenue Code, bye-bye, or Internal Revenue Laws. It's not there. Same thing that happened in Texas that went to the Supreme Court of the United States. You're prescribing law, and you have no authority. You have to put it in the Federal Register, give us all notice and all that type of stuff. Really? Oh, I didn't know that. So you do these things, and then you say, and here, then you say, blah, 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 is a sine qua non, S-I-N-E, space Q-U-A, space N-O-N. So it means all of the elements, the essential elements on the left, must exist before what's on the right side can be true. Wherein each essential element must be determined if Rapport is a taxpayer subject to the power of inquisition for taxpayer by Inquisitor Wesley. Power of Inquisition. It's a tough nut to wrap your mind around. They don't do probable cause. There's got to be determination of the taxpayer. Who makes that determination? It is done under threat, duress, and coercion to get us to sign up. By hook or crook, we have the motor voter thing. Oh, why don't you come in and get a driver's license? Would you like to register to vote? Oh, yeah. And both of them says I'm a citizen of the United States. Oh, but wait a minute. Nobody told me those are implied in law contracts. You see, an implied in law contract, when I signed a Form 1040 or a Minnesota income tax form, you know, I can't go to the Court of Claims. Can I complain about I signed up for a credit card to use somebody else's credit? That's an implied in law contract. I want to use your credit. It's not an express contract, which is consideration on both sides. The person from the credit card is getting nothing out of other than interest and suckering you in. Because they take your signature and sell it. Turn it into money. Just like a loan from the bank. That's why they sell it, and the next thing you know, you got a loan, and the next thing you know, you're paying payments somewhere else because they sell that credit off to get money. What a scam. It's an implied. You can't get into the Court of Claims if you file a 1040 unless it's done under duress. It's an implied in fact contract. We'll let you in there where both sides have done consideration. And supposedly, if you do an attorney in fact, like they steal our cars, you're supposed to have known that you gave away your automobile to the state, which I've done many times because I never read any of that stuff. I wanted the car. I had my tongue hanging out. Man, look at here. I got a brand new 67 Corvette. 575 brake horsepower. Where do I sign, man? Squeal out of the parking lot. Wow. Talk about ignorant. I've wised up. Go down to any dealer and ask for the attorney in fact contracts. Ask for every contract. They won't want to give it to you. Ask for the attorney in fact contract. That is the implied in fact contract, which is both sides supposedly. What benefit did I get? Well, let's see. I got to get a tag back, and I gave you money, consideration. Back in a minute.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I guess we've got some callers. I haven't seen anything on my screen yet, so whoever the first caller is, go for it. Ah, there we go. Dave from Delaware.
Hello, Dave. It's not my authorized signature. That's how Kobe Bryant...
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of what you said, so you want to start again?
That is not my authorized signature.
I still don't understand what you're trying to tell me. It's not what now?
Kobe Bryant, this basketball star from California, got his case thrown out because he said, that is not my authorized signature.
Okay, I don't know what the case is. Was it a tax case or what?
I don't think his case was about taxes, but it doesn't matter. They need your signature on whatever to gain jurisdiction, and that's what people can avoid by going to escapeharassment.com and implement strategy number one and avoid being tricked into...
I guess we'll go to Tom in Florida next. I don't know. You must be talking on a cell phone or something because you're not coming through. Tom in Florida, you're up next. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, good day, Ralph. How you doing? Ralph, I got some little information. I watched MSNBC today.
What's going on here? I'm hearing breakup static here. Dave in Delaware, if that's you talking, I can't hear you. So we're done there. Tom in Florida, you're up next.
Yeah, good day, Ralph. Good day.
Well,
can you hear me?
I can't hear Tom in Florida. Joel in Wisconsin.
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Okay.
I'm not hearing anything here, so I guess I'll get around and log back in. I don't know what's going on here. We'll try it again.
What happened? You can't hear us?
Okay, we're back here, so, yeah, now I can hear you just fine. Okay, well, let's go back to Dave in Delaware. Are you still there, Dave?
Can you still hear me?
I couldn't before, so now we're back here, so let's start all over again here, because it's really hard to have a conversation if I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, I'll just call back in.
No, you're doing fine now. We restarted Skype here, so who knows?
Oh, okay. Well, what I was saying is about the Kobe Bryant case in California. He won or got his case dismissed because he said that is not my authorized signature.
Okay, well, the question that I do is it a tax court case or not? Because your authorized signature, I guarantee you, is a thing that they will still haul you in jail, and even though they don't have jurisdiction, they'll still haul you in, been there and done all that, but... Anyway, okay, what's your next point?
That was what I was calling in about. You said about the signature on the application for 1040s or tax forms.
Well,
that is not my authorized signature.
But they're still proceeding, and they've never said they've had it. They admitted it.
But once you deny that any document or paper they may have does, they presume it does until you say that is not my authorized.
He's already did that. He's even got the IRS to say up there in Rappert's case that everything's on hold, and the court still said the hell with it. You have to understand, just because it's true doesn't mean that these evil people are going to stop. That's a misconception.
Well, anyone who wants to avoid their trickery can go to escapeharassment.com and avoid being tricked into...
Okay, well, that's fine. Anybody that thinks that there's 100% thing against us, I would say it's not going to happen. Anyway, thanks for your call. Tom in Florida, you're up next. Tom,
yes,
you there?
Hey, Ralph. Yeah, can you hear me, Ralph?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, something interesting I saw on the news today. You had MSLSB talking about the IRS is still attacking conservative groups, but that's not really being played out on. I can't believe MSLSB said that there are conservative groups that IRS is still targeting. And then they cut from that, Ralph, and they want to warn Buffoon. And they're talking about how Buffoon's going to break up counties in Nebraska to help Hillary get elected. And I'm saying to myself, this guy, Buffett, is going to help Hillary. In the meantime, you got cities like Detroit, Michigan are in bankruptcy, Ralph. You got cities that are bankrupt.
I want to cut you off here because I want to stay on IRS because I got some other points here. I understand the importance of what you're telling me, but I want to stay on the subject here because I've got some other points I want to make. Joel in Wisconsin, you're up next. Well, we're back on break, so we'll go to break and then we'll be back, I guess.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, we're back here. Go ahead.
Yep.
Caller, are you there?
You talking to me?
Yep, I am. Go ahead. What was your question?
Okay, I have a few questions about this case you've been talking about.
Rappert, yes.
Yes. Does Rappert have a driver's license?
He do? He does.
No, does
it's under the law of necessity. You can't fight everything all at once. But go ahead.
No. Well, he said he was not a U.S. citizen, so I was wondering if he had a driver's
license. No, it's citizen of the United States, not right. U.S. citizen. They're different. Go ahead. He has filed in the public record that he is not a citizen of the United States, and under the law of necessity, there are certain things that exist out there that he can't fix right now. It's called the law of necessity. You can't fix everything, and there's no way to get out. Anybody says they're getting totally out of the IRS or totally out of this Babylon, ain't going to happen.
Okay.
There's so many hooks, but you have to understand how to fight each one of the most dangerous hook is voting to sign up that you want an unconstitutional government in the land of Oz, the Inquisitorial. That is the most damning thing. They got the motor voter thing they try to get you in Minnesota, the IRS, even if the commissioner sends back from the federal side, hey, why don't you go sign up to vote in Minnesota? Why is that? Why would he be interested? They need your signature. That's the most important. They're all separate.
What did the court consider you in that case, a consultant?
That's a good question. They allowed me to not sit at the table, but I could sit inside the bar and I could hand notes to Richard. So I don't know what they consider me, the pain in the tush.
Did the court say when they were going to make a determination?
Okay, what's going to happen is there is a legal brief to put the facts and the law together due Wednesday. Hauser, the prosecutor, has 3 to 5, 7 days if he chooses to exercise it. It sounds like he may not even oppose. He's in over his head. And then the judge has 7 days from that to make a determination. So basically we're looking at about 2.5 weeks tops. Okay?
Okay. I'm just trying to get this straight. Does anybody that has a current driver's license, are they considered a U.S. citizen?
Absolutely. I did one up here. I just talked about it on my show. If you have a driver's license, I crossed mine out in front of the person at the desk. I said, come on, lady. Challenge me, please. I crossed it out. Said, I'm a citizen of Alaska. Did you see that right there? Never blinked an eye.
So does the state of Alaska consider you to have a valid driver's license?
They do.
I'm asking, they do?
They do.
Okay, all right.
But they don't want to recognize it, see, just because, just like I did when I went down there to vote thing. I crossed it out, I redid that, but I gave them a copy of the cell. Come on, take me on, please. Oh, no, we don't have a problem with it. Just, you can be a citizen of Alaska and go in here and vote. Oh, okay. See, the problem of the thing is we have to enforce each one of these things above this. They know they can't stop it. So we got somebody that says he's a citizen of Alaska. He's still going to go in and vote, and they're presuming I'm a citizen of the United States. So technically, you can get around and have somebody run for office as a citizen of Alaska, and if I was the only person voting and then took it to court, we'd win. But these things take time.
Does the state of Minnesota consider Rappert to have a driver's license?
Oh, yeah. Of course he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not going to fix everything. It's just, there's no way to get away around it. Okay, let's see here. Joel in Wisconsin, you're up next.
That was Joel.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to Tom in Florida. Okay. Well, okay. We got Fred in Michigan then. I guess he's next, right? Fred, are you there?
Yes, Ralph. I hear you.
Okay. What's your question or comment on our subject today?
Yes, pursuant to Dave in Delaware, relative to the authorized signature, the signature they require would have to be a lawfully valid informed consent authorized pursuant to full disclosure, good faith, valuable consideration, clean hands, commercial nexus agreement contract. And since that, of course, has never occurred, the attorney in fact and the implied in fact contract is null and void, just as Dave DeRemer declared. Maybe one has to do it in affidavit form that this is not my informed consent authorized pursuant to full disclosure and good faith, valuable consideration, clean hands, commercial nexus agreement, contract.
Okay, what you're saying is absolutely true, but that form 1040 is an implied in law contract. It's not an implied in fact. All you're doing is saying, I am volunteering to be or do this, and the IRS has no obligation back. It's called it implied in law, and only under the Tucker Act are implied in fact contracts under the Court of Claims allowed. An implied in law contract of 1040, you can't get it into the Court of Claims unless you're under duress. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I would hasten to say that threat, duress, coercion, as you already mentioned, would apply in all of these cases when it comes to crunch time. By the way, there's this fellow, David Merlin, who has the PSA on RVM relative to Section 83 and court cases, circuit court, I guess, all the way up to Supreme Court since 79 through 2011, that Section 83 is the governing statutory provision relative.
Well, I'll tell you, let's stop income. Right there. I'm not going to go into him. You can email me privately. He's paying for my show, so I'm not going to go into that. I've signed a thing. I can't go into anybody that's an advertiser. Okay? so I can't go there. But if you want to contact me privately, I will enlighten you, okay?
Well, so you can't even interview him, right?
Oh, I could if I wanted to, but I don't want to right now. Thank you. Anyway, and I just can't. I've signed a contract that I can't go after advertisers, and I'm going to abide by it. I'm not going to do it publicly, okay? Anybody that's advertising on the show, that's up to you to figure out if they're telling the truth or not. I'm not saying he's not telling the truth. I'm not saying he is telling the truth. I just can't do it. I signed a thing, and so therefore that's something that's off the menu. If you want to email me privately, fine. We'll talk about it, okay? Anything else? I guess he must be gone. Okay. But I have stated that there is no, which I've stated, and it's not against what he's the advertiser's saying, there is no definition of income. Guaranteed. Okay. So, now we've got another issue. You see, they did the 1099s. A 1099 is under backup withholding. That is under Subtitle C, 26 United States Code 3406, 1099s. That's a backup withholding. And this one lady, we got all of her sworn testimony. Oh, yeah, I did it. We even got the judge where he got around, and he tried to walk around this. Well, what's a Form 1099 used for? Well, they tell us 26 Code of Federal Regulations, CFR 31.6051-4. That's 26 CFR 31.6051-4. Statement required in case of backup withholding. Statements required from payer. Every payer of any reportable payment as defined in 3406B1, 3401 to 3406 is all Subtitle C, Part 31. Has nothing to do with Subtitle A. Who is required to deduct and withhold under Section 3406? Must furnish to the payee a written statement containing the information required. Prescribed form. The prescribed form for the statement required by this section for a Form 1099. Okay, what's it used for? In the case of any reportable interest or dividend payment as defined in 3406B2. Well, he wasn't getting reportable interest or dividend. Okay. The prescribed form for the 1099 required by 1.6042-4 in this chapter relating to payments of dividends. 1.6044-5 of this chapter relating to payments of patronage dividends. Or, that's the last one, 1.6049-6E of this chapter relating payments of interest of original issue discount. We done. Whoa, that's what a 1099 is used for. Did they tell you that? No. That's their stuff. Yeah. They like it. AI loves it. I like to use their stuff. I believe them. We just learning how to read. So this was put into a motion to dismiss on a directed verdict when only the testimony of Minnesota was, which is supposed to be most favorable to the state, because Rappert hadn't put in his. The judge, he recognized it. Oh, yeah. He talks about it, too, and he didn't write this thing. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind the judge did not write this. He's a very busy guy. He's like I'm a one-man show in that county. Between trying to help the prosecutor convict somebody of something that doesn't exist and all the other cases. But he talks about it. Then he gets down to this. Therefore, it was correct for each defendant's client to file a Form 1099 for the services defendant performed for them and is their obligation as businesses providing remuneration, to a person, defined for his services under 26 United States Code Subtitle C, Employment Taxes. Well, you recognize it. Whoa! As as discussed above, the compensation defendant received ultimately becomes taxable income under 26 U.S.C. Subtitle A, income taxes. How the hell did you do that? He did a bait and switch. He backed himself into a corner, or whoever wrote this, because there's no way out of it. It's all Subtitle C, 1099. And not only that, the four things that it's used for ain't got nothing to do with what Rappaport was doing anyway. Then he makes this, as discussed above, the compensation ultimately becomes taxable income under 26 U.S.C. Subtitle A. And how in the hell did you do that? That's a pretty good trick. You admit it's a Subtitle C in your stuff, and you signed it because you're stuck. They go to great detail trying to figure out a way out of it. There ain't a way out of it. Once you start understanding that, then you invoke, and the thing that's common, that's always, anytime you're doing research, it's taxable year. They use it all the time. They'll use tax year, but taxable year, it has to be used, gross income and taxable income. Otherwise, the state can't piggyback on the feds. And the state and the feds can't do it unless they use those. Taxable year is the hook. Or they alternate with calendar year. Calendar year is Title 26. USC 441, which means 12 months. Big deal. Which goes right back to 7701A23. That's the killer. And then we're going to get the Constitution. It says taxable income is computed. That goes to, you can go to Section 3. That uses taxable year. You can throw in 1, but they use taxable year. So it's still all taxable year, but it says under Subtitle A. Now, that's in accord with their regulation, 26 CFR 1.1-1. It's just Section 1. It's Subtitle A. It's an income tax. And these people, none of them know what Subtitle A is. But it says under Subtitle A. Okay, now, if that is true, which we take it as true, guess what happened? Here's the constitutional side. Somebody's got to withhold. They got to have somebody in here that's going to do some withholding because they charged him with Rappaport. He didn't withhold or didn't forward the thing. Well, wait a minute here. What's it say? Withholding agent. And he got this lady that withheld the money. Oh, yeah, I'm a withholding agent. Oh, yeah, Rappaport's a taxpayer. Oh, well, guess what? You just stepped into the bear trap and the mouse trap, and you done. And the bear trap's got you. Mouse trap was just the first step. She admitted it. She's deemed to know the law. Withholding agent. The term withholding agent means any person, okay, that's all those people, individual and all that, required to deduct and withhold any tax. Thank you very damn much. That's inclusive to every frickin' thing entitled Internal Revenue Laws. Everything. It says to required to deduct and withhold. And it gives the four sections. 1441, that's a Subtitle A, non-resident alien. 1442, Subtitle A, foreign corporation. 1443, foreign organization, Subtitle A. 1461 says if you didn't do it, one of those prior ones, that's the hold harmless clause, under Subtitle A, you can be sued. Thank you. That is the constitutional side. Because the only authority in the Internal Revenue Laws to withhold and deduct any subtitle is foreigners. I got a 1042 form you fill out too. It defines it. It's all for foreigners. It says withholding means anybody in the foreigners world. Of course, you can't use the form as law. Here it is right here. That's the constitutional side. So now what are they going to do? See, the same thing is like this judge, or that he didn't write it. I know he didn't write this because he didn't have the time to do this at the last minute. How do you say, therefore, it was correct for each defendant's client to file a Form 1099 for the services defendant performed for them and is their obligation as businesses providing remuneration to a person for services under 26 U.S.C. Subtitle C employment taxes? Admit it. As discussed above, the compensation defendant received ultimately becomes taxable income under 26 U.S.C. Subtitle A, income tax. How in the hell do you do that? They have no way out of this. Nowhere to go. Their provision under 26 U.S.C. 1 under the regulations don't have any statutory authority. And it says, citizen of the United States or resident. Citizen or resident of the United States. It's got to pay an income tax. What do you mean a citizen of the United States doesn't have anything to do with it? IRS promulgated this thing based on another regulation. Oh, that's really informative. God, I just can't make this stuff up.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and here's the overview. There is a legal document due the 5th, or Wednesday. The Hauser was going to 3 to 7 days to respond to it. The judge has 7 days to make a ruling. He's supposed to attach the law and the facts. If he attaches the law and the facts, this case is won hands down so many ways. They did not lay any legal foundation that Rappert was a citizen of the United States. They did not lay any legal foundation that is Subtitle A. They did not lay any legal foundation that he was required to file on the federal side. They impeached the guy that did the audit. He said, I'm dumber than a damn rock, and I did a federal taxable income audit, and I don't even know where the statutes are. Really? And the guy that did the threatening letter, he don't have a clue either. They all said, all these different people said he's a taxpayer. They have no evidence. They don't know what there's five types of taxes. You can't make a, this is testimony, sworn testimony of the guy that did the audit, the guy that did the threatening letters, and the person withheld the money. They're going to get sued. I was just looking before the show here to see if we can get this into the Federal Court of Claims. I've been so busy with all these, because what they're doing, Congress gets around and says, we declare somebody to be a citizen of the United States. We declare, wait a minute, where did you get the authority to declare? You have the authority to enact laws, not to make, to declare something. You can't bestow like waving a magic wand and say, I hereby christen you to be something. No, it doesn't work that way, folks. So I've been doing research on declare and act. In the state stuff, you always want to use and federal taxable year or calendar year. Those are the two hooks that get you back to 7701A23, which is taxable income, which is all gross income anywhere in the whole freaking world under all deductions under, that's 61, under anything deducted under 62, taxable income is fine. But then it's got to be done under, they got to compute it, that's table 3, which is taxable year stuff, but it's under subtitle A. And if subtitle A, you're limited to subtitle A, somebody's got to be required to withhold and deduct, and that's the stake through Dracula's heart. Because it's only 3 subtitle A folks, and they're all foreigners, and I am not one of them. So now what we got to do? What you have to remember when you're researching this stuff out, first of all, by the way, there's a seat in Westlaw available, a shared seat for $204 for a quarter. If you want to get it, just email me. It's $204 for Westlaw. If you are in this for real, you have no chance without Westlaw or Nexus. You're wasting your time. That's just my... You have no chance. So anyway, here's a seat for $204 every quarter. So if you want to email me, anybody emails me, put IRS in the subject matter so I can find you, because I'm getting 500 to 1,000 down nonsense things. I think probably because I signed up on some of these polls and probably people are putting me in. I don't know. I'm just being flooded with nonsense. But anyway, that's the overview. Rappert's case is won. Now what they'll do, I don't know. They've never seen anything like this. Hauser is so far in over the head, he is clueless. He can't even figure out there's 5 types of taxes. You got to be kidding me. Said that their status is important to get it done. I've got a couple of these waiting there. I've been busy, haven't got them done, and getting the state to modify. You modify the state, which you have the right to, because they're committing subordination of perjury, trying to get you to be a citizen of the United States, and there is no right. Anyway, I hope you learned something today and found it interesting, and God willing, we will see you next week. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.